This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine this morning. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome in Warsaw. The Prime Minister will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Modi will also interact with the Indian community, business leaders and prominent Indologists. The Prime Minister has said that Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe. He said India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces the relationship between the two nations. In his departure statement ahead of his official visit to Poland and Ukraine, Mr. Modi said his visit to Poland comes as both the countries mark 70 years of their diplomatic relations. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting his friend Prime Minister Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Duda to further advance the partnership. He said he will also engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community in Poland. Mr. Modi said he will be visiting Ukraine on Friday at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky, and this is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since bilateral relations began in 1992. He said he looks forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and shared perspectives on peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He expressed hope for an early return of peace and stability in the region. Ambassador of the European Union to India, Hervé Delphin, has called for a joint and regional effort to tackle the challenges posed by terrorism and exploitation of internet for extremist propaganda. Addressing the gathering at the EU-India conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Delphin highlighted that EU has a long-standing commitment and substantial experience in addressing the challenges posed by extremist and terrorist content online. He noted that the online network can reflect both the bright and dark sides of human activities. The European Union, in collaboration with the Global Counterterrorism Council and the Ministry of External Affairs, has organized a two-day EU-India Track 1.5 conference on combating terrorist content online. This regional conference aims to address the multifaceted challenges posed by violent extremism. In the digital sphere, it seeks to enhance counterterrorism dialogues and partnerships in the region, consistent with the EU's Indo-Pacific strategy, which foresees a deeper and stronger engagement with partners that share common goals and face common challenges. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces have busted an underground terrorist hideout in the frontier district Rajouri. The hideout was unearthed yesterday during a cordon and search operation by a joint party of police, army and CRPF at Agrawat Forest in the Darhal area of the border district. No one was arrested during the operation as the terrorists using the hideout managed to escape before the start of the search operation. Security forces have also busted a cave-type hideout in the Balota area of Basantgarh in Udhampur district. The search operation in Basantgarh was intensified on Monday after terrorists opened fire on a joint patrol party of CRPF and police, killing an inspector rank officer of the paramilitary force. India's designated authority for cross-border trade has approved an additional 251 megawatt of power exports from 12 hydropower projects from Nepal. For the first time, Nepal would be exporting power to Bihar through a medium-term power sales agreement. This takes the total allowed quantum from 690 megawatts to 941 megawatts. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has moved the ninth edition of Women's T20 World Cup to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, from Bangladesh, while the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, will continue as the official host of the event. The tournament will take place across the two venues in the UAE, Dubai and Sharjah, from October 3rd to the 20th. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert warning for rainfall over eastern, northeastern and southern parts of the country for the next few days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 25th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.